Big news from Rome. The Italian capital's got a new mayor. Virginia Raggi is her name, and Gaia Pianigiani is in Rome with the New York Times to tell us about her. Gaia, thanks for being with us. Introduce us, if you would, to this 37-year-old Virginia Raggi, mayor-elect of Rome. Who is she?
Virginia Raggi is a lawyer. She had her legal studies here in Rome, and she became not a very prominent figure, but a political figure here in the Sisi when she was elected council member 2.5 years ago.
What is significant about the fact that she's a woman?
Well, I think it's significant that Italians are more inclined to elect women than they have been in the past. But at the same time, her main strength, I don't think, is her gender, but more the fact that she represents an anti-establishment movement, has campaigned on a platform that promoted legality and honesty more than anything else. And that's what voters are really looking for in Rome and elsewhere in Italy.
That movement that Virginia Raggi is part of, it's called the Five Star Movement. Politically, where does a Five Star Movement stand?
It's certainly a movement of citizens that are against politicians by career, so people who have been in politics for many years. They are anti-euro, so they campaign against the eurozone and being part of the European community that they see as a big disadvantage. You know, it's a grassroots movement, so it's mostly, I'd say, anti-establishment and anti-euro, if you'd like to, you know, use two words to define it. You know, even Renzi, if you think about it, the prime minister, he also represented the demolition man. So he was against the establishment of his own democratic party to begin with. So certainly the five-star movement is way more extreme in the ideas and the way they see democracy as made of citizens, not of politicians by career. Mm.
The five-star movement didn't just have a mayoral victory in Rome. They also had a candidate win the mayorship in Turin, also a woman, coincidentally. What is the overall plan by the five-star movement for Italy?
Well, Beppe Grillo, who's one of the co-founders of the five-star movement, he's also a very famous comedian. He has said today that this was just, you know, the beginning, and that they will plan to take on the Italian government and they will plan to go big nationally. So that's, I think, what they're setting themselves up for. I mean, Chiara Appendino, who was the five-star movement candidate in Turin and now the newly elected mayor, she's very different in her attitude and in the ways she portrays herself in her own campaign from Virginia Raggi in Rome. But the two young women, two women who have had little to do with politics so far, so they both represent this, you know, willingness to change something, not going through the political class that has let down so many people here in Italy.
As for Mayor-elect Virginia Raggi, what are the biggest challenges she's going to face running Rome?
Ooh, I wouldn't know what to start with. I mean, the city has almost $15 billion in debt. It has 23,000 employees, a quarter of which don't show up to work on a daily basis. Has a transportation company that is very dysfunctional, all in 2.5 subway lines for a city of over 3 million people. It has potholes everywhere, the garbage collection system doesn't work very well. You know, every once in a while you see the streets piling up with garbage. It's not what you would expect from a European capital to be like. So I think, you know, there is a lot of, you know, creonism on one side and absence of complete legality to the other side that she will have to address somehow. She's a lawyer, so probably she can do that better than anyone else. But, you know, it's going to be a tough, certainly an uphill path for her.
Gaia Pianigiani with the New York Times in Rome telling us about the newly elected mayor there, Virginia Raggi. Thanks very much, Gaia.
You're very welcome.